Shavuot Tov. I hope everyone had a quiet and peaceful Shabbat. One thing that I couldn't help but feeling over the last week, as I'm sure many of us have, is how, in particular in times of difficulty, Klal Yisrael comes out in a tremendous show of support for one another and proves that our unity and our care and our nationhood knows no bounds. Not physical borders, not geographical borders, not even ideological borders. I thought today we could look at the origin of the interconnectivity of the nation of Israel, as we can see throughout the Torah. Perhaps the most famous example is in Sefer Yehoshua. In Sefer Yehoshua, Klal Yisrael was instructed that the spoils of Jericho were not to be taken. This was not a battle that we won in any natural sense. This was a battle that basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu won, and therefore the spoils were to remain hekdesh and not for personal use. Now, that being said, there was one person, Achan, who went and took from the spoils, and as a result, Klal Yisrael, in their next battle, lost tremendously in a very devastating way. Now, the way that the Tanakh portrays that event and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents what had happened to Yehoshua is actually relatively surprising. In Sefer Yehoshua, it writes as follows in the beginning of Perek Zayin, Vayimal'u b'nei Yisrael ma'al b'cherem, Vayikach Achan ben Karmi, right? So, on the one hand, we have the actions of Achan having taken from the spoils, right? And these seem to be the actions of an individual, but the introduction to that pasuk is that B'nai Yisrael, as a collective, seem to be doing something wrong. Similarly, if you fast forward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yehoshua and explains to him what had happened, and he says, Chata Yisrael, right? Israel sinned, v'gam avru et briti, and they violated my covenant, asher tziviti otam, which I commanded to them, v'gam lachu min acherem, and they took from the spoils, all in the collective sense. But again, referring seemingly to the actions of one man, as we can see explicitly written later on, v'ya'an achan et Yehoshua v'yomer, Amuni Anochi Chatati Lashem says, yes, it was me. I did something wrong. I sinned. And it was ultimately just Achan who did this. And yet several times throughout the Perek, we see the terminology of B'nai Yisrael, Yisrael, they. We also not only see it formulated as a national sin, but there also seems to be a national punishment since a number of Klal Yisrael lost in the next battle and died. In their attempt to conquer Ha'ai. So the in the Tanna Dabei Eliyahu, we learn a very important concept, a very familiar concept. We learn it from this story of Achan. And that's the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, the interconnectivity or the interresponsibility that all of Klal Yisrael have one for the other, that were essentially treated like a group or an entity that the actions of one person can speak and bring consequences for the collective. But the reverse is also true, where the positive actions of one individual can, of course, uplift the entirety of the nation. So in the Tanna Dabei Eliyahu, it brings the following metaphor, which is, one member of Klal Yisrael doing something wrong is tantamount to drilling a hole under your seat in a ship. And you could say, this is my seat, I can do what I would like with it. Yeah, but one hole in the boat is going to sink the entirety of the boat. It's not just going to sink your seat, right? So this is how our responsibility one toward the other work within Klal Yisrael. You can't say I'm only acting for me, right? If you're part of Klal Yisrael, you are acting for the entirety of the people, for good or for bad. Rav Hirsch uses this concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh and explains that the ability of all of Klal Yisrael, or a massive portion of Klal Yisrael, essentially, to be Yotze with a single Korban, right? Think about the Korban Pesach, for example. Just how many people can bring one Korban, one sacrifice, and be Yotze their mitzvah, right? It's because of the interconnectivity of Klal Yisrael and how we're seen essentially as a singular entity, says Rav Hirsch. We're not just a group of people, rather an entity in and of itself. Not several people responsible for one another, but a single entity known as Yisrael. What's interesting is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially comes to Avraham and tells Avraham that he's going to make him into a great nation, he actually doesn't use the word Am. We're first called an Am much later on in the Torah, actually by Paro. That's the first reference to Klal Yisrael as an Am, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham and says, I'm going to make you into a great nation, he doesn't use the word Am. In fact, he uses a different word, the word Goy. What's the difference between Goy and Am? As HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham and says, Ve'asecha legoy gadol, I will make you into a great, we translate it as nation, but again, it's not Am. So what does it mean? The Radak, in his Sefer HaShorashim, it's basically a dictionary on Tanakh, says that the letters Gimel Vav, actually, which appear in several different places and in several different contexts within the Torah, refers to a body, right? The letters Gimel Vav together refers to a body. So if this is the Shoresh of what it means to be a Goy, a Gimel Vav, what it means to be a Goy as opposed to an Am is not a collection of people, rather a single entity, like a body, right? All treated as a collective. The Ran uses this to understand a significant halachic idea, which is that if one person, let's say, has already made Kiddush, one person has been Yotze his mitzvah in Kiddush, they can still make Kiddush for someone else who has not been Yotze. And you might want to say, well, why can you say those psukim again? Why can you say the bracha again? You've already made the bracha, right? You shouldn't be allowed to say it a second time. The person who is not Yotze should have to say it for themselves. Understandably, if neither of you perhaps have been Yotze, neither of you have completed the mitzvah, it's understandable why one could perhaps do it on another's behalf. But if I've already completed my mitzvah, why should I be able to do it for someone who hasn't? Explains the Ran that as long as one person in Klal Yisrael has not been Yotze Kiddush, Klal Yisrael as a whole has not completed their responsibility in Kiddush. You have your individual responsibility, but then you have the level of your responsibility which stems from the fact that you are part of a greater Klal. Rav Kook perhaps addresses this point in greater depth than anyone who came before him. And he explains the connection between the individual and the klal within Yisrael basically as follows. Every individual has their individual neshama, so to speak. But then there is a national neshama, one ruach, one neshama, right, which is shared by the bodies of every member of Klal Yisrael. I like to think of it along the lines of hardware and software, or perhaps hardware and internet, a computer and internet. You can have several different computers, and each computer has perhaps their own IP, right? But then you can set up several different computers to all be on the same network, right? That network, that singular spiritual entity, which runs through all the different bodies that are connected to it, is one thing that is the spirit which embodies all of the physical components which are connected to it. That's the national neshama. You are you, but you're also part of Klal Yisrael. You are your body and your neshama, and you are also part of the national neshama. What gives you life is not just your individual spirit, but the national spirit which you embody as well. All part of one singular collective. The Maharal explains in Netzach Yisrael, the interconnectivity of Klal Yisrael is a phenomenon that exists both in the time of Galut and in the time of Geula. Both within Eretz Yisrael in their land, but also when we are not all together in the land of Israel, when we're scattered across the entirety of the world, we still function as a singular unit, collectively working together, something which I think that we've all felt in this past week. And he explains that even the words Galut and Geula hint to this very idea. He says, if you look at the Shoresh, the root of Galut versus Geula, they're basically the same letters. Gimel and Lamed are in the Shoresh for both. There are two differences between Galut and Geula. The Shoresh for Galut being Gola, Gimel Lamed He, and the Shoresh for Geula being Gaal, Gimel Aleph Lamed. So the differences are, first of all, the Aleph as opposed to the He, and second of all, in Geula, the Aleph is in the middle, as opposed to Gola, the He is at the end. Right, so there's one letter difference, and there's one positional difference between these shoreshim. It says this is a hint to the underlying essence of Galut and Geula. Right, in the Geula, in the Gaal, we're all Aleph in the center. We're all in one place, and that's the center of the world, Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Geula is, when all of Klal Yisrael is in one place in the center, Eretz Yisrael. But what about the Gola, right? What about in exile? Well, that's when we are all not in the center, but on the ends. How many ends? The four corners of the world, right? Explains the Maharal, but even when we are scattered in the four corners of the world, we're all connected at the fifth point, at the center, Eretz Yisrael. It says, even when we are scattered in the four corners of the world, we're all connected at our center in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why you have the hey, the five, at the end of the word. Because we're scattered in the corners of the world, in four corners of the world, but nonetheless, we're all connected at that fifth point. Still very much connected to the center. Still when we are in exile, still when we're scattered around the entire world, we have the koach of the interconnectivity, the interdependency, the koach that Klal Yisrael is constantly looking out for one another and functioning as a unit, regardless of our borders, regardless of our barriers, whether ideological, physical, or geographical, we function together as Am Yisrael.